The average Thanksgiving meal is up 14% this year across America due to inflation. The average cost for a classic Thanksgiving feast is a little over $53 for 10 people. That's according to a survey from the U.S. Farm Bureau. It's the most expensive dinner in the 37 years of the Bureau's holiday survey. With the Christmas shopping season right around the corner, the Florida Public Interest Research Group is once again out with its Trouble in Toyland report, designed to protect kids from unsafe toys. This year, BayCare Kids safety specialist Michelle Sterling says there's a special heads up concerning counterfeit toys and car seats.
People are now making things at a cheaper cost and selling them on third-party retailers, selling them online, so that it looks like we're getting a great deal, where in fact, they're not made with those same safety standards that we are used to here in America.
Another concern this holiday season, recalled toys that Consumer Action Network specialist Tom Walker says are still available through sites like Facebook Marketplace and others. Elton John is en route to New York City to help unveil an iconic department store's holiday windows. After wrapping up his North American tour in Los Angeles, Sir Elton will be in the Big Apple, where he's teamed up with Saks Fifth Avenue on their iconic holiday windows. They debuted this week, along with the store's light show, which incorporates the rock star's music. Saks is donating $1 million to John's AIDS Foundation and its Rocket Fund. Two Democratic senators asking the IRS to investigate the tax software company TurboTax. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and New Hampshire's Gene Shaheen say the company is depositing refunds into new bank accounts it opened without taxpayers' permission. As a result, they say they've been contacted by people who complain it's difficult or impossible to access the refunds. And yesterday, at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 398 points to 3498. The S&P 500 added 53 points to 4003. The NASDAQ rose 150 points to close at 11174. Consumer and business news, Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.